Okay, so get this, right? AI supercycle. That's like the word on the street, what everyone's saying about Apple.
Supercycle, huh?
Yeah. And we're diving into this whole thing, looking at this WebPro News article, trying to figure out, like, is this legit or just hype? Is Apple really about to change how we, like, live with AI?
Yeah, you got to wonder about that term supercycle. People toss it around a lot, but it's not like everyday stuff. It's a whole different ballgame. You know, it's got to be something that really changes how we use tech. Think like the jump from those old clunky computers to smartphones, or how social media just blew up and changed how we connect with people. Those were supercycles, right?
Exactly.
So now the question is, can Apple pull that off with AI? Can they hit that level?
And this article, it is pumped. They're all about the iPhone 16.
Yep.
This analyst, Dan Ives, he's saying demand is through the roof, way more than they even thought. We're talking maybe millions more phones sold compared to like the iPhone 15.
Wow.
And he says it's partly because everyone's been holding onto their old phones for ages, like way longer than before. This pent-up upgrade cycle, he calls it.
See, that's interesting because Apple's in a really unique position. They've got this massive loyal user base, billions of devices out there. So when all those people finally do upgrade, it's not just a small jump, it's a huge leap. More power, more potential for crazy AI stuff.
Right, like everyone's primed for this AI explosion.
Oh, there's always a but.
Always. The article says Apple, well, they haven't really been leading this whole AI charge. They're kind of late to the game, you know, compared to Google, OpenAI, all those guys making headlines of the crazy AI stuff. So can Apple even catch up, let alone create a whole super cycle?
Good question. I mean, look at OpenAI. They're building these insane standalone AI products, chatbots that are scary smart. Apple's different. They play to their strengths, right? So instead of trying to like out-innovate everyone in the lab, they're figuring out how to slip AI into the stuff their users already love, like seamlessly.
So less about the flashy new AI thing, more about making AI part of our everyday digital lives, so smooth we don't even notice it.
Exactly. Make your iPhone smarter, more helpful, more you, but without you having to learn a whole new system, just like...
Right. Okay, so Apple's playing it cool, weaving AI into everything, but can that really create a super cycle? I mean, haven't smartphones already kind of like revolutionize things?
Yeah.
What would make this different?
That's the million-dollar question, right? It can't just be an upgrade. It's got to be a total game changer. Like, remember going from those old flip phones to the first iPhone?
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't just a touchscreen. It was a whole new world. How we talk to people, work, even have fun. AI could be like that, but bigger.
So, like, our iPhones will be writing emails for us, scheduling meetings, picking out our clothes?
Maybe. But it's more than that. It's like AI connecting everything in our digital lives so it just works. Imagine your iPhone knowing your schedule, where you are, even how you're feeling, and then boom, it's offering solutions before you even ask.
Okay, that does sound kind of super cycle-ish.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be real for a sec. What if Apple's just, you know, jumping on the AI bandwagon?
Yeah.
Like slapping a label on stuff that isn't that revolutionary. We've seen that before.
Totally right. To be skeptical, there's a lot of that going around AI washing. But Apple, they're strategic, you know? They don't chase trends. They wait for the right time to make it, like Apple.
So instead of being first, they want to be the best at making AI, like part of our lives, without us even noticing. But how can we even tell the difference between real AI and just marketing hype?
That's the interesting part. It's not just about the tech itself. It's about what it does for us. Does Apple's AI make things easier, more helpful? Or does it just, I don't know, create more distractions? That's what we got to ask ourselves.
So it's not just if Apple can do this super cycle thing. It's about what kind of future we want with AI. That's a lot of power for a company known for, well, fancy phones.
It is. And that's why it's good to talk about this stuff. You know, really think about it, not just buy into the hype. Because what we do now, it's going to shape things for a long time.
Like we're picking which path to go down. Mm-hmm. And AI is the path, but we get to decide what's at the end of it.
Wow, that got kind of deep. But before we, like, spiral, let's get back to Apple. We talked about their plan, their potential, but they're not alone, right? So we've been talking about Apple and AI, and honestly, it feels like the stakes are huge. But they're not the only ones in the game, right?
No way. It's a packed house out there.
Right. So what about the competition? Google, Microsoft, OpenAI, can Apple really pull off a super cycle with all of them right there? Yeah, it's a tough crowd. And everyone's got their A game on. Google's got tons of data. They know their deep learning stuff.
For sure.
Then there's Microsoft going all in on AI for their software. And OpenAI, they're just on another level with the research stuff, pushing all the boundaries.
It's like the AI dream team.
Yeah.
Right. So how does Apple even stand out? Is just being like seamlessly integrated enough?
Yeah.
Or do they have to do something completely crazy to win?
That's the thing. That's what makes this whole super cycle prediction so interesting. Apple might not have to beat everyone else in like raw AI power. They just have to play their own game.
Yeah.
And they're good at that. They know their users. They make products that just feel good to use, almost magical.
Right.
If they can do that with AI, make it so natural we don't even think about it, just make our lives better in those little ways. That could be it right there.
So it's not about AI being in your face. It's more like having a little helper that knows what you need before you even do.
Exactly. And that takes us back to, like, what is a super cycle? It's not just tech getting better. It's everything changing, how we do things. And Apple figures out how to make AI feel, I don't know, like it's part of us, part of how we think. Game over.
Whoa. Like, we can't even tell where we end and the AI it begins.
Exactly.
Kind of freaky. Kind of cool. But you know what else is interesting? That part in the article about Joni Ive.
Oh, yeah.
Working with OpenAI.
Wild, right?
It got everyone talking. What if instead of fighting, those two teamed up, yeah. OpenAI's brains, Apple's design, their whole thing about knowing what people want?
Mad.
That could change everything.
Yeah, it'd be huge.
So instead of one big AI battle, it's like everyone working together. What would that even look like?
That's the question, isn't it? And honestly, I think that's a perfect place to leave it. The future of AI, it's not written yet. We're all writing it every day.
So to everyone listening, next time you pick up your phone, remember, it's not just a phone anymore, right? It's like a peek into the future.
Yeah.
Where we're headed with AI, where maybe humans and machines start to, I don't know, blend together. It's wild to think about. And we get to be a part of it. So pay attention, ask questions, and who knows, maybe we'll all be surprised by what we create.